In 2019, we lost a giant. Phil Freelon was the lead architect behind the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C., that tiered brown jewel rising out of the National Mall, modeled on a crown worn by figures in ancient African sculpture, but as modern as a castle in Black Panther's Wakanda. Freelon was also responsible for projects in his adopted North Carolina, including the Durham Bulls Ballpark, as well as San Francisco's Museum of the African Diaspora. He was diagnosed with ALS in 2016, the same year his African American Museum won acclaim. He died in 2019 at just 63. His family grieves him, but they also see his passing as a homegoing, one they've been celebrating through their art. Nina Freelon, Phil's wife, is a singer, composer, and actress. Their son, Pierce Freelon, is a hip-hop and soul musician, co-founder of the Beatmaking Lab, author of a new children's book, Daddy and Me Side by Side. Last year, they became the first mother-son pair to both win Grammy nominations. Pierce for his album, Black to the Future. Nina for her album, Time Traveler.
Black boys, it's okay to be vulnerable, to be vulnerable.
On Friday, the Freelons release an album together. It's called Ancest Stars, a play on the word ancestors. They join us now. Pierce, Nina, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Boy, all of this outpouring that seems to be coming from grief. Want to talk to you about that. But Nina, you and Phil founded a church in Durham, the North Star Church of the Arts. It's based on this belief that the creative process is a form of spiritual practice. How much was Phil's work, his architecture, also a spiritual practice? You know, weaving into the tapestry of a building his beliefs. He wouldn't build casinos, prisons, shopping malls.
He believed in elevating and supporting and celebrating the human spirit. He chose to design buildings that hearken to memory. The Smithsonian Museum in Washington, D.C. is a celebration of humanity, of Black people. And he chose to put his energy into public spaces that shine with the human spirit.
Phil Freelon also famously mentored young Black architects. And Pierce, I just wonder if you attended the church, you know, that your parents founded, and how much that notion, art being part of faith, means to you in this all this work that's coming now.
North Star Church of the Arts, it's a novel concept, not just ancestral veneration, but also centering a creative practice as a beautiful spiritual thing. We have in this country, in the United States, this wonderful legacy of Black musicians coming out of the church. There's such a deep connection between art and race in this country. North Star Church of the Arts is a place that is full of Black, queer, Southern creatives who may not feel at home in some other worship spaces.
Well, when your dad died, your family announced he'd join the Ancestors. The new album you've got is called Ancestars. It's also the name of the title track, an ancestral call back to the homeland of the spirit world. Let's just listen to a little. Do you see Phil now as one of the ancestors?
I do. We have a saying in the African-American community, and that's that every goodbye ain't gone, and every shut eye ain't sleep. So some of that is a belief that those who cross over are, in fact, in another room, and they are not so far away from our reality. It really is a celebration of what a person leaves behind when they cross over, when they die, and our ability to reconnect in a different way. And you still miss the physicality. There's no getting around that. But I also am connecting with him in a different way.
In my father's house, there are many rooms, and he's just in another one. And Pierce, just I imagine this is intensely painful at times, but do you feel that your dad is now a part of ancestors that are with you?
You know, the album is called Ancestars, and we are stars. As human beings, we are stardust. And there's a way in which, you know, we kind of return back to the dust from whence we came. You know, while there is absolutely grief involved in the transition, you know, and guess what? It's going to happen to all of us.
We all get to do it.
We all get to do it.
Wait,
you know, what?
Say what?
Right. It's the inevitable part of life. I'm a father, and I also helped my dad transition from this life into the next.
Yeah.
And those of us in the middle, we're stewards of this energy. We nurture the young and the elderly alike.
Well, you mentioned your daughter, Stella. Let's listen to the track ABC U at G. Third generation of Freelance on the new album. Let's listen.
You are awesome, beautiful, curious,
daring, earthy, funny, and fine.
You got a great, hilarious, interesting,
joyful, kind, and lovable mind.
You're a nerdy oracle pirate.
You're quirky, regal, and stylish.
Oh, man. I mean, so much joy, you know. Pierce, I guess, does she have this same sense of ancestors?
Yeah, we have an abundance of ancestors. There's my mom's mom. There's my dad, who they affectionately called Pop-Pop. They have a peer. One of their cousins passed away at a very young age. So, you know, the other side of grief is love. The feeling of pain that you feel when your loved one is no longer close, it's because you cared about them.
Yeah. If you don't cry, you didn't care. So
you didn't care.
It's the price you pay for caring. And
that's right. That's right. And this is the other thing. We live in this grief-avoidant culture, right? And so this children's family-focused record is, I hope, normalizing something that's a part of life.
Well, let's listen to, again, Stella singing with you, Nina, in the song Side by Side. And we're reading, it's not about you and Stella being side by side, all partly, but it's about being side by side with ancestors. Let's listen.
Mm-hmm. Love, side by side. Everybody. I have ever.
There's so much joy, again, for people who maybe want to use this record to navigate loss. Tears, too?
Of course. Tears are those petals that fall from your eyes. They're the flowers that you give those that you love. And I'm not trying to Pollyanna this. I'm not trying to make it seem like this is something that's easy. I've found that creatively engaging your grief is one way to move through it.
Well, and the other thing that you do is write. And Pierce, that song, Side by Side, was in part inspired by your new children's book, Daddy and Me Side by Side, just beautiful, illustrated by Nadia Fisher, the story of a little boy camping with his dad. Wow, that dad looks an awful lot like you. that dad talks about the adventures he had with his dad, Pop-Pop, same nickname your dad had for your kids. Is this all from this well of grief?
I'm going to use the words grief and love interchangeably. So whenever you say grief, I'm hearing love. And absolutely, it is coming from a place of love. My dad went out into the woods and meditated with his grandfather. This is now something that I do with my son. Part of my heritage and inheritance is the wisdom and the love and the care that my father gave me. And writing books and music about that is just how I pay forward the gift that he gave me.
Well, it's so funny. I said, Nina and Pierce, I said at the start that we lost a giant. I was thinking of the architecture. I mean, the National Museum of African American History and Culture is stunning. But now I'm thinking of the man.
I was often told by my grandmother, you are standing on the shoulders of giants. And she was talking about people like Harriet Tubman and Martin Luther King Jr. and Ella Baker and Fannie Lou Hamer, these people who sacrificed so much for Black people to be able to have resources and rights. Our ancestors are giants, and they have blazed a trail that has created ease and abundance for successive generations.
Yeah. Giants, even, you know, when they can't walk.
Especially almost.
We just have to mention there's a PBS documentary coming out, Matter of Mind, My ALS. It features your family's journey. Can you speak for a second to that?
It's the worst. ALS is the worst. No real effective treatment and no cure. So there's a lot of kind of strength in the world. There's physical strength. There's mental strength. There's spiritual strength. Phil showed me another kind of strength when he was in a wheelchair, when he had to learn to write with his left hand, when it would have been easy to complain, and he didn't, when he allowed us, the family, to support him in every way imaginable. He let us be there for him. And toward the end of his life, he allowed a film crew into our home because he wanted people to understand the devastation that ALS can bring upon a family and the strength.
Yeah. We're going to go out with a collaboration, Pierce, with your friend and producer Omari Hall, who lost his own father. It's a song called Sunshine. In the meantime, thank you for spreading so much of it today.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you.
Carry the light so sacred, shining in the dark, sunbathing, sunshine in all you.
We've been speaking with mother and son Nina and Pierce Freelon. Their new album, Ancestors Stars, a tribute to their husband, father, the late architect Phil Freelon, comes out Friday.
Sunshine in all you. Yeah, your light is infinite.